Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Devonport City Council's Annual General Meeting for 2018, reporting on the 2017-18 calendar year. The date is December the 10th, 2018, and I welcome you all here this afternoon. In doing so, I acknowledge the Aboriginal people as the traditional owners of the land and their elders past, present and emerging. I also remind all persons in attendance that it's Council policy to record Council meetings in accordance with Council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and or published on the website should advise a relevant Council officer. I'd now like to hand over to our General Manager to explain the statutory process for the AGM. Thank you.
Through you, Madam Mayor. The Council must hold its annual general meeting no later than the 15th of December. A notice is to be published in the newspaper on at least two occasions. We complied with that on the 17th and 21st of November. A quorum of the Council is required to be in attendance at the annual general meeting. We've met that requirement. Only electors in the municipal area are entitled to vote at an annual general meeting by a simple majority of votes, by a show of hands. Any resolution passed at the annual general meeting is to be considered by the Council at its next ordinary meeting, and minutes of the annual general meeting are to be kept. And a list of the aldermen in attendance.
Confirmation annual general meeting, and they were included in the agenda for that was published, and I ask for a mover and seconder, please.
So move, ma'am.
Thank you, Alderman Laycock.
I'll second that if you
Alderman
like.
Alderman Perry, thank you. Alderman Laycock.
There's nothing to add, thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Perry.
Straightforward, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Laycock to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 3.0 is receipt of the annual report. And I'd like to preface that by extending my thanks to all aldermen for their commitment and contribution to community over the past financial year. That includes past aldermen, and I acknowledge past all years of service to our community, and I'm sure he'll find ways to continue to do that. So on behalf of everyone else, I'd really like to particularly acknowledge that, but also the other aldermen who are continuing, and look forward, as I've already said previously, working with the new aldermen and working together as a team for the next 4 years. We've got a lot of work to do, but I'm sure we'll continue to do that and get into it very quickly. Just briefly, 2017-18 was another busy year and Council in terms of both development and community activities. A long time ago now was October 2017 when we were the, I guess, the biggest hoster of the Masters Games for sponsored by Cradle Coast Authority, but certainly we maintained the most events and certainly the participants, and the opening ceremony was a huge success to kick off that week, and I certainly had nothing but positive support reports from lots of people that I spoke to, particularly over that week. So it was a big injection of about the guess is about $8 million into the Cradle Coast economy. And I guess we won't ever really know how much that's ongoing, how many of those people who, lots of people who I spoke to certainly said that they intended to come back. So that's hopefully an ongoing benefit of that investment that we made. Of course, construction of Living City project remained a key activity during 2017-18, with work on stage one obviously now completed and looking forward to the next stage. Other than that, of course, Council were continuing to work on a broad range of capital projects, including part of Formby Road renewal, some stormwater work in William Street, fitness equipment that was installed in East Devonport. That's been a really positive addition to that area, and that continues to be some work. And of course, the old maternity hospital site, which has been a bugbear for council and the community for quite a long time, has been cleared too. A lot going on. And then, of course, on the community events, outside. We had our traditional Devonport jazz, Devonport food and wine, New Year's Eve celebrations, and of course, as we have just finished this year, a range of Christmas events. All these were well attended by locals, but of course it also brings people from outside our community. And I thank all of the volunteers. Our staff work really hard to make sure that council-sponsored events run as smoothly as possible, but there's a wide range of events and facilities, so I thank them for that. I want to say at this point I'd really like to now invite the General Manager to you, Mr West.
Through you, Madam Mayor. Rather than talking through the highlights, what we've got is a short visual presentation that outlines a few of the major activities that occurred for Council during the last 12 months.
Did you need to want to say anything else? Okay. Concluding that presentation, I also note... I haven't done the annual meeting before. So I need a mover and a seconder for receiving and noting the annual report, please.
So moved.
Thank you, Alderman Jarman. Do I have a seconder?
Second.
Thank you, Alderman Milburn. Alderman Jarman.
No, and look, I'll just take note of your words, and I certainly say it's been an amazing year. It's certainly been certainly completely different to other councils. I think we're a bit of a leading light at the moment in Tassie, and I think I'm very proud of that, to say that. So, and congratulations to all the staff involved. They work very hard. They don't get a lot of reward or thanks, and I think that that should also be moved and seconded sometime. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Milburn.
Alderman, that's all.
Thank you. Any other comments? Alderman Jarman to close.
Consider it closed.
Say aye. Those against, motion's carried unanimously.
Through you, Madam Mayor, there was one submission provided which on the annual report, which was from Mr Douglas Janney, and the submission and the response have been provided in the agenda for this meeting.
Thank you. So that's in the agenda.
And there was also a notice of motion provided by Mr Bob Villacott, which will be listed for consideration later in the meeting.
Thank you.
And here we go to public questions and comments.
So now we have the opportunity for public questions and comments without notice from the public. That's the opportunity for people to make comment, ask questions. The system is the same as our general meetings. That is, I will allow two questions and then time for a third question should that be required. I will ask you to state your name and address as per usual and make your comment, ask your question. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Rockcliffe. My name's Douglas Janney, 23 Watkinson Street, Devonport. The presentation by the General Manager, the chart, I think was the second picture, showing the breakup of the organisation of the council. That document is hardly, I would say it's not acceptable to people sitting here to read. Print's too small. That needs to be bigger.
Thank you, Mr. Janney.
Second thing, Mr. West referred to my submission, which was answered and is in the agenda documents for tonight. I would like to see that that information is part of the annual report in future.
I think it, I remember reading from the response that was the intent, the part of that, Mr. West.
Through you, Madam Chair. Certainly some of the information was expanded upon at the request of Mr. Janney, and certainly we'll take those comments into consideration in preparing next year's annual report.
Thank you.
Thank you. Third thing is, more, it's a question. Acknowledgement of country. The statement refers to ownership. Other places talk about custodians. Why does Deb talk about ownership
in the
statement?
I will take that on notice. I have to confess that I was doing it from memory tonight, but I will take that on advisement, Mr. Janney, and just follow that up and make sure that I am making the correct statement. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rodney Russell, 225 Steele Street, Devonport. Page 38 of the annual report is land sales. 64 Triton Road and 24 to 26 Triton Road are mentioned twice. Any particular reason? In two separate dot points.
You. Thank you, Mr. West will respond.
Through you, Madam Chair. Lots 60, 61, 62 and 63 were sold as one to one purchaser. Lot 64 was sold to another purchaser at a different time. So there was actually five blocks of land that were sold. And so the first purchaser bought four of those for $220,000. And the next purchaser bought one for 55.
Which was lot 64?
Correct.
Why is 24 and 26 mentioned?
The actual, they're lot numbers, but the actual residential address is 24 to 26 Triton Road.
Same thing, in other words. Yep. Okay. And then on page 83, assets held for sale. It mentions lot 65. Fourth dot point.
Yep.
Is that a different property?
Just let me go back to page 38. Correct. That's the last of the six blocks.
Lot 65.
Lot 65 is the last of the six blocks that were available for sale at 24 to 26 Triton Road, East Devonport.
Thank you. I thought it might have been a misprint. Thank you.
Thank you.
Malcolm. Question one. Will the Mayor please explain precisely why the AGM has been delayed until the 10th of December this year?
It's directly related to some issues around the audit. They were very short of staff and they were very late responding to our... met all of our timeframes, is my understanding, and it was Mr West wants to add anything to that.
Through you, Madam Chair. The situation was that we submitted ours on time on the... By the 14th of August, we were programmed to have our audit commence due to staffing issues within the audit office on about four different occasions, and they eventually arrived towards the second week, I think it was, of October. So by the time the audit was completed and the statutory process, we could not do the annual report until such time, or the annual general meeting until we had the audit certificate.
Thank you for that. Question two. Council's recently made much of transparency in its dealings with ratepayers, including the use of audio recordings for meetings. Will Council consider taking the lead from Glamorgan Spring Bay Council and introduce video recordings for its meetings?
Thank you, Mr. Garlam. I think we have had some preliminary discussions around that. It's not, I don't think, on our immediate agenda, but it's certainly something we have been considering.
Okay, thanks for that.
Thank you.
I haven't got a third question at this stage, but I'll reserve the right.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Thank you, Mayor. Bob Vellacott, ratepayer, 11 Cocker Place, Devonport. Firstly, Mayor, I'd just like to thank Council and their most dedicated staff for their efforts in helping to maintain this city throughout the year. I still say that Devonport, when you look around Australia, I think we've got a lot to be proud for, and that we have got an enormous potential. And I hope that in the future that Council and all of the citizens of Devonport will act accordingly and help to make this place even a little bit better. Having said that, my question now, Mayor, is has there been any amendments and or additions made in regard to Council's original commercial in confidence head lease agreement for 10 years with Providore Place Proprietary Limited?
It's a commercial in confidence, so I have nothing to add to that, Mr. Vellacott. Thank you. Did you have a second question?
It's a commercial in confidence.
Well, you made that statement yourself, yes. So did you have a second question?
Jane, just in as a comment, you know, we've been told that it was 10 years contract, as I understand. Correct me if I'm wrong.
This isn't a debate, Mr. Vellacott. Did you have another question?
No, I think that's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
I will go on to my
once we've finished
notice
it. Yes.
When appropriate. Thank you.
Did we have any other questions? No? Did you want to go again? Was it? No? No, Mr. Gardam's done?
Name and address again?
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Page 17, financial performance snapshot. Loss on disposal of assets, $1.4 million.
Yep. Anyone want to?
Yep. Do you want to take the job? You'll need the speaker. Mr. Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson. Would you like to respond to that?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
So the loss on disposal of assets includes a lot of different asset types, and generally with council there's no proceeds from those disposals. For example, for road assets, when the road wearing surface is replaced, the existing surface is written off, and as there's no proceeds from that process, you end up with a loss on sale of assets. So that $1.4 million actually includes a number of assets, including office equipment, parks and open space, fleet and plant, roads and stormwater assets, as well as buildings.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson.
Sorry, I didn't quite read it like that. I was thinking more of property.
No, it's more about when we than those sorts of things.
Okay.
Is it?
Thank you.
Thank you. There is another question?
Tony Butler, 2 Durst, East Devonport.
Thank you, Mr. Butler.
Question I'd like to ask, and I'll ask it to a couple of the aldermen, is the Shell service station at East Devonport. There's a driveway there, not fit for a dog to walk on. It's been like it for the last 4 months. And I've got through the thick and thin of it, and they're saying it's nothing to do with council. I believe if it's in the area of Devonport, it's got something to do with the council. You can either close it up or shut up shop and get out.
Thank you, Mr. Butler. I think we'll take that on notice, as it's something perhaps our staff will need to investigate. So I appreciate you bringing it to us, and we'll follow that up.
Thank you.
Thank you. No other questions? Thank you. We will move on to notices of motion, and I will ask Mr. Vellacott to put his motion at this point. And just remind you that This is open. This will be open for debate, but the rules of the debate will be the mover and seconder can move for the motion, and then I will be asking for someone to speak against the motion, etc. So that's the way it will work. Mr. Vellacott, you have the floor. I will need to seconder before I ask you to speak to the motion.
Thank you, Mayor.
So you're
would you like me
moving
to
the motion as we have it?
I'll read the motion, thank you. those present at this 2018 Annual General Meeting request the Mayor and Aldermen to review all current commercial in confidence contracts, agreements and decisions with the intention of releasing and or making available any content and or information that can be reasonably argued should be in the public domain. That is, all contracts and agreements between Project and Infrastructure Proprietary Limited, Providore Place Devonport Proprietary Limited, sale and purchase of lands, consultants, property leases and architects. Thank you.
Thank you. I will need a seconder before that we can open that for debate. Thank you, Mr. Butler.
Thank you, Tony.
You have the floor, Mr. Vellacott.
Could I
speak, you may speak to the motion? Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. To all present, this motion is put forward in good faith and, among other things, to give the newly elected Alderman the opportunity to be able to know exactly what decisions have been made in closed sessions, and most importantly, that they can and what they cannot disclose when asked by ratepayers for details of the many commercial in confidence contracts and agreements. Council has continually spruiked how open and transparent they are. However, it must be said that unfortunately during the past 4 years, they have on many occasions acted as if they were a private company, the business in a most secretive manner. We now have the ridiculous situation when all reasonable by any fair-minded ratepayer or person, they in many instances be able to give straightforward answers. For example, Port Proprietary Limited paying rent to the council for parts of the food pavilion that they now occupy. Or is the income from Providore Place Food Pavilion as expected and in accord with council's budget? And if not, what is the percentage received of the budgeted amount? I say, how farcical this is.
Mr.
If they answer either yes or no.
Excuse me, Mr. Vellacott, I have given you the floor. However, I will expect the language to be respectful and acceptable. So
thank you.
Please be careful. Thank you.
I retract that statement. If they answer either yes or no and or state the approximate percentage, they, the Alderman, will be guilty of breaching, as I understand, the Devonport Council's own code of conduct for Aldermen, also the Right of Information Act and the Tasmanian Local Government Act. The 2018 annual report, page 28, reveals that Project and Infrastructure Holdings Proprietary Limited, Council's development managers, were paid during the 2017-18 year a total of $1,063,777. I understand because of their confidential contract, Aldermen, if they knew, are not permitted to disclose to anyone details of what the payment was for, detail that is. Of interest, P&I have now been paid a total of $4,389,323. It must be remembered that the council is not a private business or company, and noted that the Local Government Act does not stipulate that every contract and agreement must be dealt with in closed session or classified as commercial in confidence. Council does have in most instances an option. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Vellacott. Would the seconder to the motion...
Reply. Thank you.
Yes, of course. Mr. Butler, as the seconder of the motion, did you wish to speak to the motion?
No, I'm all for it.
Thank you. Do I have anyone speaking against the motion?
I do.
Mr. Goodwin.
Grant Goodwin, 149 Winchspears Road, East Devonport. Madam Mayor and Alderman and general public, I do take note of Mr. Vellacott's motion, and in all fairness, it probably, to a point, is a sound motion. But there is nothing unusual whatsoever about commercial and confidence agreements, especially at a business level, which, like it or not, council is a business, and it is conducting business in a fair and proper manner. We must have commercial in confidence because we are dealing with, and council is dealing with, quite a number of entities, and there would be totally out of order if a lot of these numbers were given out to the general public in any sort of manner. There is protocol to be concerned with, and there is certainly, in this particular case, and it is aimed at the whole Living City, Provid All Place scenario, and there was many a decision that was made that needed to be commercial in confidence because of the areas that we were delving into. So I certainly speak against this motion, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Goodwin. Are there any other speakers for the motion? Mr. Gardam?
As most of you are aware, I've regularly questioned council in writing since about March 2016, and like many other ratepayers, I found the use of confidential by council to be frustrating in receiving any meaningful answers to what are in the minds of many ratepayers to be legitimate questions. I'll just offer the following four areas as examples. The Living City Projects and Infrastructure Private Limited Development Managers Contract. Council refused to provide any breakdown of payments to PPASI based on confidentiality, including a $1,993,626 payment in the 2016 financial year, when at that time Mayor Steve Martin stated that P&I had costs carried over until construction commenced, but refused to explain what those costs were actually for. Similar response of confidential has been applied to a detailed breakdown of the $1,063,777 paid in the 2017-18 financial year. Despite these expenditures being a huge increase from the $600,000 paid in the 2015-16 financial year, councils deemed all details confidential from ratepayers. We weren't asking for contact details, just some indication as to what all this money has been spent for. The second example, Living City Stage 1, the food pavilion at Provid All Place.
Mr. Gardam, I might just remind you have 5 minutes.
I'll get there.
Thank you.
I haven't had that long yet. Thank you.
No, you haven't.
Council has repeatedly refused to provide direct answers to questions such as, can council confirm when the promoted secured tenants had formally committed despite having been promoted as such for years? Can council confirm as if it's tracking to meet the projected budget lease returns of $400,000 per annum? Can council confirm when and if the head leasee, Provid All Place Devonport Proprietary Limited, is paying lease payments commensurate with the commercial use, albeit tenant occupancy appears to be strung out and not consistent with earlier representations of enthusiasm to establish and start trading? What is the value of the ratepayer funding spent, which included borrowings, on each of the tenancies to achieve fit-for-purpose usage by tenants, including equipment purchase, as earlier advised by Council in writing? All of this has been deemed confidential, and no further responses would be forthcoming. Prior to and following, Living City Stage 2, the new Northern Retail Precinct. Prior to and following approval of Stage 1 construction, Council and others heavily promoted what amounted to unprecedented interest from national retailers, with statements including discussions well advanced, serious interest, and references to ongoing discussions. When questioned as to whether discussions further advanced or less advanced after 5 years of supposed discussions, we were informed that discussions were ongoing and ultimately advised in writing on the 3rd of the 7th, 17th, that in relation to questions surrounding the proposed retail precinct, please note that no further responses will be provided to your line of questions relating to the issue. Eventually, the acting mayor at the time, Annette Rockliffe, in the Advocate on May 18, 2018, offered change market forces as a reason for developers going cold, thereby admitting that there had never been any firm commitments to support the previous representations made to the community. A statement that had to wait 5 years from May 2012 to get any sort of meaningful statement from council as to current status. And finally, the Living City Stage 3 hotel private apartment to date are the dealings or special arrangements or concessions with the preferred developer, Fairbrother, the exclusivity agreement. How many expressions of interest, EOIs, were actually received to confirm that former Mayor Steve Martin's statement at this AGM last year, there were six EOIs received from hotel developers, is correct? The asking price or agreed price for the proposed Lot 1 subdivision sale to the developer. All remain confidential to date due to being contractual matters, with responses such as the matter was, and I quote, considered by council in closed session, and there is no intention to provide specific details other than what has previously been released by council publicly.
You have 1 minute, Mr. Garnham.
I'll get there. In her first meeting as acting mayor and current mayor, Alderman Annette Rockliffe stated that questions would be answered at meetings where possible. This has clearly not happened, with any improvement as to transparency forthcoming. I urge all new aldermen and councillors, if you prefer, to support it in improved transparency regarding council's dealings with private enterprises. Aldermen alone have the authority to determine aspects that can be disclosed from closed sessions and other private discussions, particularly involving use of ratepayer funds that otherwise might be withheld, regardless of needing to be confidential or not. In closing, I ask that all in attendance support this motion that only seeks council consider more carefully how often it relies on confidential, commercial in confidence, strictly confidential, and on that basis, no further responses will be forthcoming in relation to answering ratepayer questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Garnham. Do I have any speakers against the motion? Mr. Vellacott to close. And I'll remind you that it's just a recap on comments that you've already made, or any response. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. I hear what Mr. Goodwin has said. However, Mayor, I refer Mr. Goodwin and all of you to my actual motion. I'm not asking for open slather. I'm just asking that that they be reviewed, and that with the intention of releasing or making available any content or information that can be reasonably argued. I'd like to leave it at that. I just conclude by saying, without transparency, there is little or no accountability. I ask that you all support the motion. Thank you.
Thank you. I will put the motion. Those in favour of the motion, please say aye. Those against? Nay. Yes, we absolutely will, Mr. Vellacott. Thank you. I will ask for a show of hands. Those for the motion, please raise your hand. Ten for. Those against, please raise your hand. Nine. The motion is carried. Thank you very much. And as I think mentions in the agenda, that will be dealt with at the next council meeting. Thank you. Do I have any other motions from the floor at this point? Mr. Goodwin, I understand you have a...
No.
Oh, no? Oh, okay. I apologise. Thank you. Any other motions from the floor? No? Thank you. That's it for the annual meeting. Thank you all for coming and for your participation. And we look forward to what 2018-19 brings. We will be having a infrastructure and works infrastructure meeting in about 5 minutes. You're welcome to stay. 1:45. Thank you. Oh, and closing the meeting at 5:40. Sorry. Thank you.